Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast featuring yours truly, Leanne Juliet, a self-proclaimed Awakened Rebel. I'm a soul catalyst, intuitive empath, psychic visionary, and the founder of LeanneJuliet.com. The Awakened Rebels podcast is a show that is all about being raw, real, and authentic to encourage you to get lit the fuck up in your life, get out of your own way, and start creating the impact you know your soul came here to make. My coaching style is blunt and to the point. I tell it as it is, without sugarcoating, and tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. I want to encourage you to step into the highest version of yourself by stripping back the layers of bullshit you've been hiding behind. But don't worry, I get it. I hid for a long time too. And when I was done with ignoring my soul, I chose to rise and rose as the whole damn fire. If you would like to connect further after listening, then please head over to Facebook and join my group, Awakened Rebels, a group where I encourage you to be a spiritual rebel, own your truth, and follow your soul. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire. Hey, hello, happy Friday. How are you? So it's just gone 7 o'clock here tonight. I'm actually on my own tonight. The little one has gone with her daddy today, a day earlier, so I'm having a chilled night. But there's things that I wanted to say, so I was like, why don't I just like jump on a Facebook Live? I'm just going to share this to my group, Magic Mystery Mayhem. If you're not in there, then come and join us, and then I will crack on with what I wanted to share with you. There we are. Let's just share that to my group. And then I'm actually going to get rid of the laptop just because it kind of like, when you wear glasses, I don't like the reflection. I really should just wear some contacts instead, but I can't be arsed. So there we are. There, right, I'm going to get rid of the laptop. Actually no, because I like to have, it's really daft, like I start this with a title and then I forget what the title is. So I wanted to talk about being authentically you, and I feel like sometimes I talk about this a lot, but obviously it's what I'm here to do. I don't like it when it's on my glasses. And obviously I talk about this a lot, but I know that this is what I'm here to talk about. This is what I'm here to do anyway. This is like part of my purpose work and everything. And the reason for this video is, so like, I don't know about you, but I look at Facebook memories, like, you know, they pop up on your phone, don't they? And they like remind you of what you used to say, or you're just like, fuck, I can't believe I actually used to say shit like that or whatever. And, a memory popped up. I deleted the video now. After I sent it to my friend Melly, I was just like, check this video out. It's fucking awful. A video popped up on my memories from, was it 4 years ago? Yeah, 4 years ago. Yeah. October 2015. Literally like 5 months after having my daughter Maya. And it was a video when I was involved with a particular MLM company. A makeup company, and I was doing a video to promote it. Oh, and also for anyone who's interested in the Vortex, I'm going to drop a comment in here. The Vortex is my monthly membership that is starting on the 27th of October. It's a powerful energetic container. If you've been around my energy, if you've been involved in my energy, you know how powerful my energy is. You know how I can flick a switch within you just like that. So that launches on the 27th of October. I'm just putting a comment in there now. And it's a soul transmissions. It's designed to really kind of like kick you up the fucking ass with where you're at and what your purpose work is. To really like I channel, I'm connected to source. I'm connected to spirit, the universe, God, source, whatever fuck you believe in. I'm connected to that shit anyway. So it's soul transmissions, galactic consciousness, energetics, everything that you need to kind of like flick the switch within you to really show up as the person that you came here to show up as. Obviously, I am an oracle, I am a channel and everything. So there's also access to like my visionary mind. So you can ask whatever the fuck you want to ask in the group and get my insights, get all three eyes. Three eyes, get it? And access to kind of like really tapping into your soul. Like the whole point of the Vortex is to really light a switch Light a fire within you, flick that switch within you to activate what is already within you. So that is the vortex. So I've just put some information there. So if you're interested, let me know. The first 10 people to join, we've got a few people already. The first 10 people to join will get a complimentary 30-minute activation call from me. Basically, an ass kicking kind of thing. So I really should have turned the heating down. I put the heating on earlier because I was a bit cold. But what I wanted to talk about, so I was laughing earlier because a video popped up on my memories of 4 years ago of when I created a video of I was involved with a makeup MLM company. Hi ladies, hi Susan, hi Layla. I was involved with a makeup MLM company 4 years ago, and I created my first video ever for Facebook 4 years ago. And it came up on my Facebook memories today, and I was like, fuck me, like seriously, like it wasn't a live because it was like before the time of Facebook Lives, but it was a video that it took me fucking ages to record that video. It was like a 1 minute video, which was an introduction to, oh, it was some Facebook parties that I was doing for this makeup company. It was like, yeah, I went to town with like the graphics and like putting like little posts on it as well, like to make it like fun and quirky and everything. And I just sent it to a friend, like I've deleted it now, so you cannot find it. I sent it to a friend just now. I was just like, fuck me, this is just like really weird. And she was like, you don't even seem like yourself. Like you don't even seem like the person that you are now, because that's the thing. I'm being me now. Like I'm like totally in my zone of genius and my confidence and everything, being myself. But back then, I created this video. I put myself out there, mind you, because I knew that videos worked for me, or that they're good for me. Hi, Layla. Thank you. Yes, you too, honey. And I put myself out there, but I was nervous, so nervous, and more so because I was nervous about who was at. Thank you for the love, ladies. I was more nervous about who was actually watching because at the time, I was still married, and I was still married to the narcissist and still like involved in that particular family. So I was really worried about what people thought of me, what people. Yeah, what their perceptions were and everything. And this video, it's like 1 minute long, but I've deleted it out. Maybe I shouldn't have done. Maybe I should have shared it with the world and shared the love with the world so you could see how fucking embarrassed I was, like not even being myself or anything. And I shared it with a friend just now. I was like, promise me you will never comment or like on this video or I will kill you, kind of thing. I was like, here it is, and then it's going. And she's just like, I can't believe it. It's like so not you, because like now I am me. I am totally me. Like everything about my energy is me. And that's what I want to share with you. That's where the idea for this live came from, because when you're not being authentic, people like me feel that. I feel energy. I work with energetics and consciousness, and I work with the soul. I literally call me a soul whisperer if you want. But I feel when you're not being authentic, when you're lying about who you are, when you're not being true to your purpose work, I feel that. It doesn't matter what you say, energy does not lie. And that's the thing, like this video that I created. Do you like the nails, by the way? They're cool, aren't they? I had them done yesterday. You can see them there. They're really cool, looking awesome. I like them. I created this video, and it was like to sell this, like these Facebook parties that I was doing at the time. Like I've always been entrepreneurial, but I was so nervous about being seen, and so nervous about what my then husband's family would think of me, also my own family, like my dad, and other people, and what everyone would like think of me for putting like videos out there and really showing up. And that's the thing, like. I feel that energy totally. Thank you, Susan. They're awesome. I decided on black and then I wanted a gold dot. And she's like, oh, what about 3 dots? I was like, oh, yes, I like 3 dots. So it's like my brand cover colors as well, because my brand is black and gold. Thank you, Layla. And yeah, and like this, This video, just like it's only from 4 years ago. It was 5 months after having my daughter. I still hadn't lost the baby weight because I couldn't stop eating cake because I was breastfeeding all day and every day. And I was just like, just wanting to eat cake all day, as you do when you're breastfeeding. You just want all the energy and everything, not the most nutritious of food, but it serves a purpose for their energy. And I was just really self-conscious in this video because it took me forever to prepare it because it took me forever to prepare the lighting, to make sure that my daughter was napping and all that other kind of shit. And whereas now I'm just myself, totally me. Like what you see is what you get. And I think that's what I wanted to share in this is that when you're not being authentically you and you're not being true to your purpose, I feel that. Like people like me who are here to read energy at such a deep, profound level feel that. We read it between the lines. I see and I feel the veil of illusion that you're hiding behind. That's my genius. I call you out on that bullshit, totally. And I do it with love. That's what I'm here to do. That's why you need to join the Vortex, my powerful energetic container monthly membership and everything. If you want to go to the next level with who you are, whether in your business or in your life or whatever, because everything's interconnected. That is my magic. That is what I do. So if you're looking to flick that fucking switch, then come join the Vortex for fuck's sake. It's like powerful soul transmissions to literally activate the fuck out of you and light that fire within you. That's what I'm here for. That's my purpose work. But that's the thing, like if you're not being authentic and you're not being true to yourself and you're not being true to your purpose, then people are gonna feel that. And the energy, so if you don't know energy, if you don't read energy like I do, it feels like when somebody's not being truthful, it feels very, it's like there's a wall between me and somebody else. If somebody's not being truthful, it feels like there's a wall. It's like, if you think of a magnet. So this is for you if you don't understand how energy works. So if you don't feel it like I do, it's like a magnet. So you think of like two magnets together. And if the right ends that are together, is it like positive and negative ends? Then they stick together, like a set of trains that like that kids play with, like my daughter plays with. She loves her trains. The magnets stick together, but when you've got the opposite sides attached, it's like repelling. I should get the trains out now, shouldn't I? And like start playing with trains. It's like repelling. It's like you cannot push it together, and that's what it feels like. That kind of resistance is what I feel from people who are not being true to themselves. I feel that in you, even if you don't even realize it's there. I feel it. And that's thing, like so many people, and this was me as well. Like I literally have had to go through so many fucking lessons. Like my soul loves polarity. So like I've had to go through so many lessons in order to like be able to share the stuff that I do, but also because it's what I know and it's what I teach and it's who I am and it's the stuff that I channel and the stuff that's always been within me that I'm just like sharing with the world. But people like me feel that. So the best thing you can do is be authentic and be yourself. If there's something that is not aligning in your life right now, whether it's something that you do in your business, whether it's something to do with a relationship, whether it's something to do with yourself and the relationship that you have with yourself, whatever isn't feeling aligned right now, you have to be true to yourself. You have to. Because when you, especially if you're listening too much to other people, if you're putting other people's opinions above your own, this was me for so long. I used to doubt myself so fucking much. You wouldn't believe it now, but I did. I used to doubt myself so much. I used to look outside of myself for the guidance. I lost money paying people for coaching and mentorship because they weren't the right people for me. I signed up for courses that were just like totally like misaligned with me. Like I'm a qualified personal trainer. I didn't know that. I did a personal training qualification years ago because I thought that that's what I wanted to do because I'm into fitness, I'm into nutrition, I love my running. But it's not for me. So, but I did all these things because I was constantly looking outside of myself. I was constantly denying my truth and what I am and who I am and what I'm here for. And that's the thing, like too many people listen to others outside of them. They listen to other people's opinions, especially in business. There's so much fucking bullshit in the online space of people putting themselves out there as like fucking gurus or whatever, and saying, you must follow my system, you must follow my lead, you must do exactly whatever the fuck I tell you to do, because that is how it works. That is bullshit. Because that will only work if you are naturally aligned to work that way. Trust me. If you are naturally aligned to work in a certain way, then if you're working with somebody who works in that way too, then great, you're going to get on really, really well. But if you go against the grain, if you're very different, for example, if you're a creator like I am, if you like free flow and everything like that, oh, I'm glad, Layla, I'm glad it does. If you're a creator like I am, like I work best when it's messy, chaotic, creative flow. That is how I work. When I have fun, when my soul has fun, I create. That is how it works for me. I don't create through fucking boring as fuck strategy. I don't create through following the rules. I don't have fun by following the rules. I don't have any enjoyment by following any bullshit rules. So it makes no sense to work with people who are very different to myself. And that's my message for you, is who are you listening to right now? Are you listening to your Uncle Bob, who knows nothing about growing a business? Are you listening to your parents, your dad, your mom, or your family, your siblings, who are trying to protect you? Are you listening to your spouse, who doesn't have a fucking clue about who you are or what you're here for? Are you listening to people in the online space who are trying to tell you that you must work with them and they can help you and they can guide you and everything, when they have no fucking clue about who you are? Who are you listening to? Because if you're listening to the people that don't resonate with your energy, it becomes very apparent, and then you end up feeling frustrated like I did, and like fucked off, maybe losing some money like I've done in the past. Or just feeling like fucked off because you've like wasted your time again. Like, who are you listening to, and why aren't you listening to your soul? What are you denying about yourself and who you are and what you're here for? And that's the work that I do. That's why the vortex is so fucking powerful, because I do not say to people, you must follow my lead. I couldn't give a fuck whatever lead you follow. I couldn't give a fuck. All I'm bothered about is that you do what's right for you. And that's what I ignite within you. That's what I unlock within you. I flick that switch within you that ignites that firepower and that energy that you're here to unleash onto the fucking world. I couldn't give a fuck how you do that. And I'll never tell you the exact way to do things, because it doesn't fucking work. The exact way to do things is the way that your soul shows up, period. And that's the thing, like, I'm not here to wipe your fucking ass for things, or to hold your hand with your purpose work. When people say to me, I don't know what my purpose is, well, what do you enjoy doing? Seriously, what the fuck do you enjoy doing? Do more of that. It's not that difficult. If you're looking for your purpose work, thanks, Luana, I love you. If you're looking for your purpose work and you're trying to like figure shit out, then all you're doing is fucking resisting. That's all you're doing. And it's ego. That's all it is. Thank you, Luana. I'm so excited to get on a call with Luana next week. Like, Luana, for anyone who doesn't know, helps people with books. I am writing books right now, and I've got an awesome call booked with her next week, because she helps people like kind of like put their books out there. So I'm very excited for that. So if you're thinking of writing a book, then connect with Luana on there. But that's the thing, like, I'm not here to wipe your fucking ass or to hold your hand with your purpose work. That is bullshit. I'm not interested in that. It bores the fuck out of me. Why would I want to do that? I don't. I'm not here to do that. What I'm here to do is light the fucking fire within you, the fire that has always been there, the fire that you've been denying, the resistance that you've been denying. I can't wait either. The resistance that you've been putting out there, the wall, the blocks, the energetic blocks that you're putting between you and yourself. The I don't know what my purpose is. Well, start fucking showing up as who you are. That's how you figure out what the fuck your purpose is. Like this video that I've just been talking about, when I was in an MLM company a few years ago, was not my purpose. It wasn't. And I tried to do so much to kind of force myself into that particular hole. I'm a square peg. And I own the fact that I am a square peg and I do not fit into round holes. I don't. So like trying to force myself into this way of being made me constrict so much that it's just a massive turn off, really. And I see it so much. Thank you, Luana. I see it so much with people in the online space, people who think that this is what they're supposed to be doing, who think that this is how they're supposed to be. You don't think about it, you just be. That's it, you just be. You just be you, be you. However which way that is. Like I've lost so much fucking money. Yeah, shit you not. I've lost so much money and time and energy investing in the people who were wrong for me, and that's not saying that they were wrong in per se. One woman stole from me, but last year, but I invested in people who were wrong for me because I wasn't trusting in who I am. I wasn't believing in who I am and what I'm here for. And that's the thing, like nobody can tell you what your purpose is. Nobody can tell you how to be authentic. You decide that. And if you're going around, dancing around the truth and waiting for the hand of God to rain down on you with the Holy Grail, then you're going to be waiting for a long fucking time, because you do what lights you up. That's it, period. You do what lights you up, what lights your soul up. If you hate speaking to people, then why the fuck would you do Facebook Lives? If you dislike writing, then why the fuck would you have a blog? If you enjoy being face to face with people, then do more of that. If you enjoy being behind the scenes, behind the computer, then do more of that. If you, I don't know, enjoy working with animals, then go and do that. If you enjoy working with people, then do that. Whatever it is, you do what lights you up and what brings your soul out and allows you to express yourself in the way that your soul enjoys expressing itself. Because I'm not here to wipe your ass, and I certainly don't want to work with people who need their hands holding and want it all like kind of spelled out to them. I flick a switch within you and I light your fucking fire, and that's it. And that expansion expands in all areas of your life when you're just being yourself, when you're being true to your soul and true to your purpose and everything. That's it. That's as simple as it is, really. And that's what the Vortex is about. That's launching on the 27th of October. It's my new membership. It's like this powerful energetic container to literally light the fucking fire within you, because my energy is powerful. And you don't get that extent of energy. Like, obviously, my videos are powerful. I enjoy speaking. I know I'm going to be on stage at some point speaking as well. But my energy will ignite within you. Totally will ignite whatever needs to be ignited within you. Luan says, "Oh, attract shady people to a life who have taken me off the track in a big way." Exactly, totally. When you're not trusting yourself, and that's the thing. Like I say this all the time, and people are like, "Oh, why are you saying that?" And you're talking out of your ass. I'm like, I'm not talking about fucking ass. Like I'm a Virgo. I say whatever the truth is, deal with it. like I know exactly what things are. It's like I always believe, and this is the truth, it's gospel kind of thing. Like, if you are not being true to yourself, then the universe will show you things and show you lessons and bring people or experiences into your life that kind of like highlight that to you. Like, last year, I had a woman steal from me. I had a woman steal about $1,000 from me, and I was fucking mortified. This woman creeped into my inbox, little snaky little fucking thief that she was, creeped into my inbox, preying on me. I'd just left my husband. She was preying on the fact that I'd left a narcissist. She was preying on all of that. She knew about my story already. She said she could help me with business and everything, and I had to like, she could help me in this way, and I could pay her this amount, and we'd work together, whatever. And I doubted myself at the time, and I was like, I'm gonna look outside of myself because I think that this person can help me. And it was very true. It was very apparent quite early on that she was like full of shit. But I doubted myself so much that the universe sent me even a bigger lesson, which was to join up to a course of hers. That never fucking happened. And the woman took my money and never paid me back. And that was a massive lesson to trust yourself. Like, seriously, trust yourself. Because that's the thing, there's some amazing people in the online space, amazing people, and everyone has a different genius and everyone has a different gift to the world. But if you're looking for the next big thing constantly and you're constantly signing up for this course or this mentor or whatever, then you're always going to be looking. You're always going to be looking because you're denying what's already within you. And that's it. Like, the way to unlock that is to find somebody that you match with energetically and work with them and work with yourself. Like, understand what your gifts are, what your power is, what your purpose is. And understanding your purpose isn't fucking hard. For anyone who says, I've been waiting a lifetime to understand what my purpose is, you're resisting it. You're coming from a human perspective. Oh, she was totally an absolute cunt, basically. An absolute cunt. Excuse my language, but we don't care. She was a total and utter cunt. But that's the thing, like, your purpose work is you being authentic. That's it. It's you being authentic and being true to yourself and listening to what you desire. Like, I, even this year, I was doubting myself. I know, I teach on this shit. I was doubting myself and I was looking outside of myself. I'm like, I'm gonna listen to this mentor and I'm gonna listen to this person because maybe they know something a little bit more than I do. And the universe was like, let's send her a fucking lesson. Great, another lesson. Thank you very much, universe. I am blessed for these fucking lessons. But it's bullshit because when you doubt, when you don't trust yourself, the universe will literally show that to your face, like more lessons like that, to really get you to wake the fuck up to what you're actually here to do. And you can either have it the easy way or the hard way. If you're doubting yourself, if you're doubting who you are and what you're here for, then you're going to be shown that. And it's going to show up with different experiences, different people, different situations, or whatever. The things that really get you to wake up and be like, why the fuck didn't I take action before? Why didn't I listen to myself? Why did I not trust myself? Like, when I signed up for this woman who stole from me, my red flags were screaming. Like, I read energy for a living, for fuck's sake. And my red flags were screaming at me. But she had such a way, she was a narcissist herself. And I just left the narcissist and she came along. I was like, great. But I was denying my energy and I was denying my truth and everything like that. So the universe, served a beautiful lesson on a silver platter and everything, with a little lid that you take off and you're like, there it is, the stuffed pig. But that's the thing, like, you have to be true to yourself and you have to understand what lights you up, because what lights me up is very different to what lights you up. So I will never teach people on that kind of shit. Like, you must do exactly as I say. There's a lot of people in the online space who talk like that, say you must do it this way and that's the only way. It's fucking bullshit. You do whatever way speaks to your soul. My soul is messy, raw, chaotic, and creative. If I don't do that, I feel restricted and like just tight and compact and everything. It doesn't work for me. But that might work for you, having strategy and having structure. Or you might be a complete creative like me, and you need to be able to flow in a way that just lights you up. And you're like, I don't do rules. I don't do fucking rules. I do whatever the fuck I want to do, when I want to do it, and however I want to do it. That works for me. And so I find that when I'm getting stuck in that mindset of like, I must follow this, I have to remind myself to switch off and go and do something fun and playful and creative that allows the energy to flow through. So ask yourself, like, seriously, where are you not being authentic? Where are you dancing around the truth right now? What are you denying within you? Because it's very simple and it literally like smacks you on the head and you're like, Jesus Christ, I never even understood that and I never even realized that that is what I was doing. And it's just fear, it's just ego, it's just shadow. That's all it is. And when you understand that and you understand where it's coming from, it's very easy to flick that switch and flip it around. Like, that is the work that I do. I work with your shadows. I work, I see through the veil of illusion of everything that you're hiding behind, every fucking mask that you're hiding behind. I see it and I unmask you with love, always with love. But that's the thing, like, you're not here to play fucking small. If you're here for a bigger purpose, if you feel that calling within you that there's something more that you should be doing, whatever it is, whether it's speaking, writing, acting, performing, being a monk or whatever the fuck it is that you want to do that you feel a strong calling for, then there's a reason why. It's because that's what your soul chose to do in this lifetime. So you can either continue to run away from that truth and to deny it and make it so much fucking hard work for yourself to do that, or you can choose the easy route and just surrender. And just surrender to who you are and what you're here for, even when it feels scary. It's so, trust me, it's so much easier to surrender to your truth and what you're here for than it is to continue to resist that and like literally pushing a dead weight up a mountain. It's so much easier to surrender even when it feels harder. Trust me, it is. And most people go through life denying their truth and denying what they're here for, and literally trying to push that dead weight up a mountain because you're too fucking scared of your power and what you're here for. And that's what it comes down to. And that's just ego. And that's very easy to overcome. It is very easy to overcome. Like, I have to laugh at myself. Like, I was the girl who was Little Miss Shy Shy on the holiday. I was the girl who was a complete fucking wallflower, who wouldn't speak to people, who wouldn't engage with people, who was very, very shy, who wouldn't put myself out there. That was me. And now I do Facebook Lives. I see myself being on stage. I've got a podcast, and all this, and writing books and everything like that. Like, it's very easy to not be yourself, but it's so much harder to not be yourself because you're denying everything that's within you. So you may as well just flick that energy and flick that switch that's already within you, because that's the thing, you're already coded to be a certain way, you're already coded to live a certain life, and all everything is available for you on in every single like every kind of like space-time continuum or whatever the fuck it is. Everything's already available to you. That's how multidimensionality works. It's already there for the taking. You just got to decide to be that person. You just got to decide which door you're going to go through. You're going to go through door one, two, three. Which door? And that's it. Because behind door one, you've got this experience. Door two, you've got this experience. Door three, you've got this experience. Which door are you going to go through? Are you going to continue to resist what you're here for and resist your purpose and be like a headless fucking chicken, just like, I don't know what my purpose is or whatever, or I'm waiting for somebody to tell me? Are you going to resist that, or are you going to lean the fuck in and just be yourself and be whoever you came here to be and enjoy being that person? It's very easy, but it's also very hard because you're having to let go of everything that you've denied about yourself and really step into your power and really like surrender to your truth and what you're here to do. The sermon is over. So that is my sermon for the evening. I'm going to go back to my wine and my pasta because I have the evening to myself. Usually Fridays I have my little one today, but her daddy picked her up tonight because she's actually going to her first wedding tomorrow. So she's I told her, I reminded her today, I was like, Maya, are you going to a wedding tomorrow? She's like, I know. This is a 4-year-old. She's like, I know. So yeah, so I think she's a little bit nervous about that. But if you're interested in working with me in any kind of way, deeper way, with my Vortex container, it launches on the 27th of October. I was going to say May then, 27th of October. It's monthly membership. It's $111 a month. Powerful soul transmissions to literally activate the fuck out of you. That is what I do very well. I activate the fuck out of you and flick that switch. I've also got some one-to-one stuff that's coming out as well soon, so let me know if you're interested in working at a deeper level and really like turning up the dial and the heat on who you are and what you're here to do. That is my forte. So let me know. Otherwise, have an awesome day and I'll catch you all soon. Much love. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awaken Rebels podcast. I really hope that I've lit your soul up in some way or other. I would love to hear from you if this spoke to you or if you'd like to share any feedback. You can connect with me further over in my Facebook group, Awaken Rebels, or by going to leannejuliet.com. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire.